saying amen.
Yes. Yes.
First you serve truth, then
yeah.
You serve.
Yes. Yes. And it is wonderful because something, I love children. I love to talk to children more than anything else in this life, because I always think that they are so precious and so untouched. It breaks my heart that they have to go through this umbrella of color, of black and white. So whenever they come to me, I blossom. I can sit for hours and just listen to them and love them and give them words of wisdom and practice with them. There was one girl, I had a conference this morning for an hour and a half from different places in Iran. And there was this girl, there was three children, three girls under the age of 11. Sweetheart. They asked me a question about the mind. They said, how not to worry, how not to follow the mind. And I thought, oh my God, at that age, they know what is black and white, you know, and they wanted to know how to get rid of it. And this is why we spend hours and hours and years to remedy the roots of our misery. Opposites, good and bad, ugly and beautiful. She said, I have taught the trust meditation and the stop meditation because those are the field upon which the other meditation can be sown. She said she was in the school. They put a test in front of her. Now she's very little. And she's very new. She said, I didn't know some of the answers, so I did trust meditation. And would you believe it, the answers came to me? That is living by grace. I couldn't believe it. I was as if three people started tickling me. I started laughing on the phone, and I thought, yeah, she could have been fooled. But she was in the right time at the right place. So, every time that you have, as Swami Sai Baba would say, you have a walnut and you're banging on it to break the shell. And Tony walks in at the last stroke and says, oh, that was easy. And the person that is breaking the shell says, no, it wasn't at all. I had to give it many strokes. It just happened that you came the last moment. As we bang our old understanding and sculpture this new and truth into it, we never know when it's going to be the last bang that breaks the shell. Be ready for it. But it takes all of these times to get familiar, to misunderstand it, to self-inquiry in it, to open it, to, you know, to play with it, to, you know, digest it. And those of us that showed perseverance will have our last bang. And then someone comes in and says, why Tony? What did he do to deserve enlightenment? Eons of lifetime.
You know, I was asking those questions. My son.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention it?
Yeah.
He asked me that the other day.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah, yeah. I came out of an interview room with Sai Baba, with Richard. And I've told you that story, but it goes with tonight. And there was a German lady sitting and looked at me. At that time, I was like 20-some years old. I don't even remember those days. My body was. And she said, you're so young. What have you done in your life that deserved to be with Baba? I scooped down because she was sitting, and I said, were you with me when I suffered and I banged my head to the wall? Were you with me in the mountains? Were you with me with the ocean of tears that I shed? And then she was quiet. Yeah. Being in love with the truth makes the truth be in love with you. And the marriage takes place. The emergence. This life is short and dry. But we're not. I might shock some of you that think otherwise, but live as long as I have. Baba said that I'm a very, very old soul. You know how to be disgusted, you know? Don't you see my wrinkles? So anybody that would like to share, share. I am so intoxicated with the self that it's hard to make any sense out of my words.
It's hard to believe that who we are is what we ask for.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah. But we all get what we ask for in this life.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Who we are is what you ask for. Yes. Yes. And then ask yourself, who is the one that asked it? And you arrive at the truth. Yeah. Who we are is what we ask for. Find out who is the one that asked. You have solved the puzzle. Between freedom and bondage, imaginary bondage, is really one step. One step, and that is rise of consciousness, is our vision. That's all it is. From duality to oneness. So what was your answer to your son?
Well, he asked, how come life gets to be so easy for me, or how come I get to be so happy? you said. Because I told, started out telling him, you get back what you put out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to explain that to
mm-hmm.
him. And I tried to keep it simple so he could understand
yes.
it and grasp it. But I don't remember where else the conversation went, really. But it started out.
Yeah, that's very important to tell our kids what you put out is what you receive.
Well, the first time he actually had interest in what I was telling him, he seemed to understand something. Mm-hmm. He wasn't.
You know what impressed children is our life, not our words at all, is the way we encounter life, like your son noticed it with you.
Yeah, he's asked me a couple times in the last couple weeks, you know, because just going through the day, things happen. Mm. Aren't you going to get mad? No. No. Why? He's learning from the example.
From the example.
A lot of catchphrases he's heard before, things that I try to just say, like, you know, walk the walk. He goes, well, I've always heard that. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just try to take a little bit of time and explain to him. You know, Once there's interest, they'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. Because it came a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any comment, Lois or Hans?
I was just thinking how good it is later on when they start wondering what you're about. It's a first step. They start asking you for advice, and then later on they've got it all together, and it's just a wonderful thing.
My experience is somewhat similar to Tony's. It was in particular my older son. He was actually quite a profound thinker. He said, Dad, how come you're always happy? And everything that you get involved in, you succeed with. When with me, it's always the opposite. My answer basically to that was, I think it's just a matter of how we look at things.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens that in a worldly sense might not make sense, might be negative even. But I elect not to see it that way. And so everything but I am involved in, I'm successful with. Well, I don't know whether he understood that, but I think that he has learned quite a bit more from me through my life than what I tried to tell him.
Yes, it's always like that. It's always like that. And if we're going to tell him anything, each person has different approach to life, different characteristics. Some are very quiet, some are not very positive thinkers, some are very intense thinkers. The best is to tell them about the mind. Because in that, no matter what kind of character they have, they can get a hold of it and distinguish it with a stop meditation or something like that. Because sometimes they can also become intimidated by someone that represent perfection, you know? But if we can, later on, if they're more curious, to tell them, listen, this was